countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
But first, Monday, the day after tomorrow, the busiest day in the floristry calendar. Gifts of flowers will be given and received in every town and village in the country and indeed across the world. Yes, everybody, it's St. Valentine's Day. So our reporter, Ellen Leonard, travelled to the Cork Flower Studio in Douglas Street in the city, where she went behind the scenes to meet the florists who create the magic. And while the flowers are always beautiful, the work isn't so glamorous, as Megan explains.
Thank you so much.
We're standing in wet and twigs and stems all day. We're constantly changing water. We're constantly spilling water on ourselves. We're constantly cold. But you know what? It's brilliant because once it could be raining outside, could be lashing, and someone could say to me, oh, it's lashing, I wouldn't even have known what it's like outside, because we're working with bright flowers and the lights and everything and all the colours on the stand. Looking in here, I wouldn't even know what it's like outside, to be honest. I'm in my own world when I come in here.
Megan has been working here a few years.
It's going to be my 12th year. Yeah, definitely. So I did an apprenticeship here for 3 years at the very start. And then I've been here since. Absolutely love it.
So, what makes a good florist?
Plenty of practice, first of all. An eye for colour, I think, is really, really important. Have a proper love for flowers, and you're open to other people's ideas as well, you know. Like, for example, in here, I know Justine, she loves, like, carnations, and she had told us, like, you know, give them a chance, you know, this, and in my mind is like, no, I'm not having carnations, and she's found the most beautiful carnations that you've ever seen, and we've put them into so many things, and she's completely changed my mind, so, you know, you just have to be open and not be snobby about flowers.
Katie is newer to the craft, and for her, it began with TY work experience.
I loved it. It was just around Mother's Day as well, so you could really see, like, behind the scenes of it. And then I came back for that year's Christmas to help out, and again, it was crazy, but I loved it. I love how, like, each thing you do is different, and finding out the stories as to why someone's sending them or what happened or something like that. And it's great. It's very, like, personal as well to find out about people and all that side of it as well.
Both share some craft secrets.
So if it's just a bunch and it's not in water, as soon as they're out of water, the stem will start to seal. And then if you put them in water as is, it won't warp the stem, and that's what they need to survive. So it is very important to cut the stems and put them into water, and then they can start drinking again. And then every few days, just to give them another cut to freshen them up, and they'll get a better drink then from that as well.
Excellent. A tiniest drop of water for tulips.
Oh,
because, you know, they drink all the water. They get heavy at the top then, and that's when they'll droop, or else they open straight away when there's too much water.
Are
a tiny drop of water.
Tulips?
Yes.
Ah.
And never ever mix your daffodils with anything.
Really?
No, there's daffodils have like a sap in them, so that infects the rest of the flowers. So if you have like gorgeous spring bouquet, and then you mix whatever daffodils you found from outside, and if you mix them in with your bouquet, it just kills off the whole bouquet. So daffodils on their own always.
Oh my god, great tips, love all that.
You know, Megan started a degree last year in social care. Isn't it social care?
Yeah.
And I think that actually ties in really well with like the social work aspect of things, like just kind of counselling you almost, you know, at the counter.
That's Justine, who owns the business with her sister Yvonne.
That's your list.
It's my cue to go on a delivery.
See you later.
See you in a bit.
Okay, do you want to jump in there? I suppose the funny thing about Valentine's Day that we notice, maybe that's different to Mother's Day, is that Valentine's Day, for the majority of our customers are men, whereas Mother's Day, it's very much everybody and anybody coming in. And the risk of sounding controversial, women tend to be more organised than men, so the Mother's Day flowers are very organised. It's a much more organised lead up to the day, and we know what we're doing, Now, to be fair, there's a lot of men who are very organised and they have their orders in already. But there will be a mad rush.
Would you have regular customers?
Definitely, we do, yeah. We have a lot of customers like that who... It's really lovely, actually, except for the part that where it means we're getting older. But we've seen them sort of... before they get engaged, then they get engagement flowers, then they might have their wedding flowers, then they have a baby. It's like we sort of tend to mark the occasions with our regular customers, which is really nice. So they do tend to come in, yeah, for Valentine's Day, and I think we just kind of get to know what they do like.
You have a gorgeous little bicycle as well outside the front. Do you use that to make more local deliveries to try and cut down using your car?
Absolutely. So we use the cargo bike for all our city centre deliveries. It's a pedal bike, it's not an electric one, so there's a bit of work involved in getting it up hills and that, and Cork is quite hilly, so we keep it to the city centre for now. So I think our record is sort of 4 city centre deliveries from door to door in like 18 minutes.
Wow.
I didn't see much plastic in the store.
We just kind of started using actual glass vases because we thought, well, that takes all the packaging out of a bouquet, you know. And actually it's had so many other benefits in that it's much faster, because packaging takes quite a long time to prepare, especially for busy times. So for Valentine's Day, like, you could be doing 1 or 2 full days of just preparing packaging in the lead up, whereas now we just have a vase. Once you make the bouquet, you stick it into the vase and you're good to go.
This delivery is to one of their favourite customers.
We're always delighted to be delivering flowers to him.
What is it you love about either getting flowers yourself or giving flowers to other people?
Anybody receives flowers on the doorstep, I think it's just a nice surprise and brightens up their day a bit. Even family members, like my brother, and I gave him flowers for his 50th birthday, and he was shocked by it because it was the first time in his life he ever received flowers. So I just thought it was just a lovely touch. But whose birthday present will he remember?
Yours, hopefully.
Well, he better do. Hopefully so.
Lovely. Thank you. Bye.
I'm sure he never forgot. That was Ellen Leonard doing the deliveries with Justine Looney from the Cork Flower Studio. And good luck to all the florists making the love happen this weekend.